As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buzz in the biz.
What is up, Katie? Go see Katie and the crew at Smith Indoor Garden. They're going to get you hooked up, man. Take that grow to the next level. And don't forget their Customer Appreciation Day coming up June 4th. Mark it down on your calendars.
Well, a 34-year-old guy named Robel Howard? R-O-B-E-L? Is that his name? Robel Howard was staying at a Motel 6 in Butte, Montana this past Monday. Mm-hmm. And around noon, an employee saw him walking around outside completely naked. So he was showing off his Butte, if you know what I'm saying. That's because Butte, Montana's B-U-T-T-E. Get it?
Anyway,
you have to know how to spell Butte to get that joke. Right. They told him that if he didn't want to put clothes on, he needed to stay in his room, you know, like a normal person. So he went back inside. But then he came out again a short time later, still naked. So they talked to him a second time.
Put your clothes on, man.
Excuse me, sir. The rules haven't changed. You still need to be.
Jesus.
Clothed if you're outside.
Dude, it's always, I mean, not that it matters, but it's always like just some old bag, you know, just like some wrinkly, definitely something you don't want to look at.
Well, this is a 34-year-old guy, so maybe he's got it tight. You know, maybe he's keeping it tight. Maybe Robles.
No, he probably doesn't.
Well,
a naked person voluntarily has ever been halfway decent.
Robel got angry. So instead of going inside the second time, he headbutted the employee, so they called the cops. He was still naked when the cops showed up to arrest him. Not that top head. All right, the top head.
Okay, top head.
Obviously, he's facing assault charges. I don't know why he wouldn't be facing like lewd, you know, naked in public charges, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, I just don't be walking around. There's beaches for it. There's certain spots that you know, swinger parties maybe.
Yeah, but
you can't just be flopping around, dude, you know?
Even the beaches and everything. What are you doing?
You're trying to get
a tan on your taint? I just don't understand why we need to be walking around. And don't get me wrong. Inside my house, I'm naked all the time. I love it. But that's inside the confines of my space. I'm not out there getting the paper or mowing the lawn or doing it. Because it's for behind closed doors.
Question for you.
Yeah.
When's the last time that there was a direct line between your wiener and the sun?
Maybe when I was having my morning coffee naked, standing by the big plexiglass window. Maybe that's it.
Watching
cars go by, waving at the neighbors like, hey, what's up, Steve? How are you?
It's kind of a good shower thought if you think about it. I don't think mine. Well, maybe like going to the bathroom outside somewhere.
Yeah. My wiener has definitely gotten sun. Here's a question. When was the last time your taint got a direct line to the sun?
Zero.
Right?
I don't think ever.
God, even if you go to a nude beach, like you got to really work to get sunshine on that taint, right? Yeah.
Is this guy doing yoga? Oh, no.
You got to get legs up. What's that pose in yoga where you grab your feet? Is that baby pose?
I don't know. Sorry, just trying
to get a little sun, a little vitamin
D. For what?
On the taint.
Nobody's going to see it. You don't need that.
You don't know that. Someone could be seeing it. I got to go to the doctor later. I just don't want to be all pale down there, you know? So, anyway.
It's brown from the sun, I promise.
What it is. All right, enough of getting sunshine on our taints. I think we've done enough here. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.